I like this.
Everybody's muting themselves. How do you do that? Pardon me.
If you hover over your picture, you'll get a microphone.
You would. Yeah. Of course, our picture is blanked out, so.
Stan, I can mute you from this end.
Yeah, that's good.
Might as well do that then, yeah.
But then I won't be able to see you with your hand.
We could be swearing here or something. You know, we don't want to do that.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I call to order the Tuesday, April 14th, 2020 board session at 6:40 p.m. in session. Can I please get a roll call of who's here? I'm here, Lisa Hall.
Dan Gleason.
Pat Anderson.
Russ Packenstein.
Let the reason.
Hey, what about those two in the office? What happened to them?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, Jim's there. And we already heard from Buzz.
I said I'm here.
Yeah.
And the staff members we all have written down, right? In attendance?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
And if there's any doubt, you can go back and look at this recording, which will be a public record.
Who is Dawn?
Oh, that's Jim's folks.
Oh, Ben. Okay.
Yeah. I'm on Dawn's computer. She put me in the room so she could watch TV.
Okay.
Then I'm going to rename your screen, Ben.
This is a lot more fun.
It can be.
It's like that game House Party.
Okay. So.
How's that?
Okay.
So I'm going to go to the consent agenda. And we need a motion to approve the board minutes on 3/10/20. Did anyone have any changes?
Yes. I believe that the motion to approve the treasurer's report is not there. I think we made a motion, but it's not in the minutes.
So can we have someone make a motion to approve the treasury report from 3/10?
I move we approve the treasury report from March 10th. Someone would need to second that.
Yes.
A second.
Who's seconding?
Buzz.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to make some notes here too.
And if I'm moving too fast, just let me know, Pat.
I will.
Okay. So can we have a vote on approving the board meeting minutes that have been appended?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously.
Okay. Yes, the minutes have to reflect that each individual vote, not we can't say unanimous.
Okay.
Onward.
The other thing for Pat is that this is being recorded.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Did we want to skip ahead to swear in Beth?
Well, I think we need to announce that we had one applicant for the board position, and that is Beth. And we have, not only have we reviewed Beth's application, but we have experience with a lot of the volunteer work, dedicated volunteer work that Beth has done already for the board. And so the board is delighted. We need to go through the process of someone nominating Beth. I would be happy to do that.
Go for it.
I nominate Beth Elicker for appointment to the board to fill the remaining term of position number 4.
Second.
I second. Oh, Buzz second. Okay.
Third.
Okay.
All that. Does everyone? I approve.
Okay.
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Even if we can't say that.
Right. Okay. Yes.
I will not record it exactly like that. Okay.
Thank you, Pat. What else will be? I don't know what to say, but
I will. Well, we have to swear Beth in, and Beth has received a copy this afternoon of the swear in language. So, may I do the honors? Beth, will you go ahead and pledge if you so agree?
You just want me to read?
You need to read that statement, and then later I will give you the document to sign, the official document.
Okay. I think I've got it right here. I, Susan Elizabeth Elicker, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof, and will faithfully and honorably comport myself in the office of Otter Rock Water District Commissioner, position 4, to fill until the term expires on 6/30/2021. To which I have been
appointed
to the best of my ability.
Okay, thank you. Welcome aboard. I have a
Yay.
Lot of welcome aboard literature to get to you this week. And I'm have here. You sign the pledge.
Okay.
Oh, it's nice to be a 5-member board again.
And Beth, at the end of the meeting, I will send you the what I believe to be, I'll double check, the current password for your commissioner email box.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to go over the initial assignments for board members' roles and responsibilities, or do we want to jump back to the superintendent report?
The roles and responsibilities descriptions that I sent out are suggested and probably should be discussed at like a work session.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a public notice for the board work session so that the public can attend, and we'll go ahead and sort that out.
Okay, and so Lisa, do you have an agenda item for the special advisor to the board position?
I do not.
Okay. Dan, do you want to do that?
Yes. I would like for us to appoint a special advisor to the board. And I'd like the board to delegate the authority to the special advisor to contact agencies and consultants to make inquiries on our behalf. And I would also like to have the special advisor be actively involved in board discussions at meetings. so that they can be involved in the give and take of the discussions rather than having to sit in the gallery and wait for public comment time or raise their hand to speak, that kind of stuff. So basically a seat at the table in our discussions. And I would like to nominate Tom Kammerer for that position. Although he apparently is unable to attend this evening, he's been a regular at our last several meetings and is willing and able to do this. And his special qualifications, his engineering background, are why I know Buzz and I are excited to have him working with us. So that wasn't really the motion. I guess the motion is I move that we appoint Tom Kammerer as a special advisor to the board.
Second.
Before we go too much further, it's probably a better for all concerned if we say volunteer special advisor to the board.
Okay. May I amend my motion and say?
You may, and let's also include the language about representing the board to make inquiries on our behalf and to sit with the board in discussions during meetings.
Yes.
We haven't had that position before ever, and I think it's a good thing to document it clearly.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
So with those amendments, are we ready to move on the?
I still second.
Okay, there we go. all in favor? Aye.
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 Was that 5 votes? I think I only heard 4. Did everybody vote in favor?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Motion is passed.
Good job.
Jim, can we now have your superintendent's report?
Sure. So in March, we had a little bit higher than normal water usage month. We're trying to find out why. We're looking into that. The test for total coliform was negative in March. We tested the state park. I met with Buzz and Pat and Jonathan Smith, who is an engineer that does small water systems, and we spoke about the district and the needs and what we have. And in fact, Jonathan is coming to meet Buzz and I tomorrow up at the tank, and he's bringing with him a boring contractor so he can look at certain aspects of our district. There was a couple of locates within the district, and the cross-connection report was completed. And then we are using 23,000 gallons more this year compared to the same time last year, and we have quite a bit more water than we did last year at this time. It's a pretty good rains this year, so I'm thinking that's contributing to the spring flow. As far as next month, there is on the schedule to drain the tank, grout the cracks, build a flow gauge of the tank so we can see it without opening it. And then, of course, we'll clean the tank and refill it and flush it prior to it being put back online. And there's a few other little odd and end jobs that will be done this month. That's all I have for last month.
Jim, we don't have an idea. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead, Pat.
Do we have an idea why we might have more usage? Was it because of the flood of people in here in March, do you think?
Wendy, pantomime again.
Well, I don't know. That's a tough question to answer. The reason Buzz and I are going to go over some numbers and see if we can't figure out a percentage of leakage compared to the meters that we've read. We just haven't had an opportunity to get into depth with it yet. But yeah, who knows? It could be usage. It could be leakage. But it, as far as in line with last year, though, it's not that far off. So we used 519,000 gallons in 2019, and in 2020, we used 542. So you're only talking about 23,000 gallons. That's less than 1,000 gallons a day more.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, if you add the whole month together, it sounds like a big number, but technically, as far as the day-by-day is concerned, it's not that far off at all.
Okay, and on those two locates, were those locates that needed to be billed to customers, or were those things we did for ourselves?
No, we can't. No, the two locates were done for, one was done, they were both done in preparation for meters.
Okay.
One of them was called in through the state, and we're actually not allowed to charge for locates. That's a free service provided by 411. So.
Oh, okay. I might need to clarify that thing with you in the rate chart. Okay, thank you.
Well, we can't locate on private property either. We can only locate within our easement.
Okay. Good report. Thank you. I move that we accept the superintendent's report.
May I comment on something, Jim, or add to? He said, what'd you say, Jim? Less than 1,000 gallons a day? About more like 800 or 900?
Yeah, is the difference.
Just to put that in perspective, if you have a 1 gallon a minute leak, that's 1,400 gallons a day. So, you could have maybe 2 or 3 extra leaky toilets in a month, and that would easily make up the 23,000 gallons we're talking
about. Or a few sprinklers somewhere in that month. It was pretty close to comparable to last year.
I think we have a motion that needs a second.
I second the motion to accept the superintendent's report.
Second. We need the motion or the second?
No, we have 2 seconds now, actually.
Who's on second? Sorry. I couldn't hold it back.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
It's passed.
Oh.
Thank you.
Pat, can we get your...
I'm trying to get my notes.
Okay.
Got up here. Buzz seconded, right? He seconded the second?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Treasurer's report. The board has this in writing, but I will try to zoom through it here. Still trying to get a response from Grimstead about whether they will do our in lieu of audit report, called the compilation. We have a small district survey from SDAO asking us how the COVID virus is affecting our operations. Talking about has our revenue been impacted? Have we had to suspend or lay off employees? Have we waived any fees or penalties because of that? They're surveying because FEMA may make some funds available to reimburse organizations that have losses like that. Zoom could be paid for that way, possibly. I wasn't able to give them any good answers yet because I just don't have any evidence to back up what I would be telling them, but I do expect we are going to be feeling that pretty soon, at which time I will respond. Today, I completed an annual review of the district's workers' comp policy. It's rather extensive, and of course, the premium now is going to be somewhat higher than it was for the new year. I need a motion to adopt resolution 2020-04. The language of the resolution will be in the file, but it's essentially called a volunteer resolution because all the board members and our special advisor volunteer are covered by this policy, as well as our employees. So that language, it's a fairly long document, but what I need from you is a motion to adopt 2020-04 resolution so that I can submit this back to them tomorrow, which is the renewal deadline. I will accept a motion from somebody.
Make the motion to accept.
Thank you.
Second. And I second.
Okay. For your information, we have a QuickBooks specialist.
Hey, Pat, we didn't vote.
Pardon me?
We didn't vote on that.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. We didn't. Aye.
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 Okay. Aye. Sounds good. Okay. So in the office, we have a QuickBooks specialist who is helping me pour over our actual and budget figures and has nicely produced already several reports that the board has been requesting, such as accounts payable compared to our budget. And the commissioners have each received samples of those first reports. We have a lot of polishing up to do and making sure we have line items posted in the right places. Jim is going to probably be helping us on Friday to go through some of the invoices for maintenance and repairs that we all feel possibly need to be moved around to the correct line items. Sadly, we had to actually mail our bills out this month through the Postal Service, but the glitch that prevented us from emailing bills out has already been fixed, and we also have several new customers who we requested let us e-bill them because of COVID. And perhaps beyond, once we have them on the line doing that. So we've gained some new customers for e-billing besides having our glitch. The bank reconciliations are all complete. The aged accounts receivable report shows $1,200 that's over 30 days late. Past due notices will be going out Friday. I think we're in pretty good shape on that. We're probably going to be seeing some people who have trouble paying right now. So that's to be expected coming up. We will try to work with those folks and see if they can't pay partially or something in the meantime. The board can discuss that along with some other things at a work session, perhaps. It is budget preparation time. I have need of one more volunteer to serve on the budget committee. Beth was going to be my fifth, and now she's got a new job, so we need to find one more person. You people at home who don't have your photos up, you could help us. And Dan has put another notice up on the website, so we'll see if anybody knows of anybody who might be persuaded. Please let me know. And lastly, I move that the commissioners schedule a work session, possibly including an executive session, very soon to help me with a direction for the budget for 2021. Oh, the silence.
We just want to make sure that it was okay to go.
That's all I had to say. I was thinking maybe next Tuesday for a work session.
I move that we accept the treasurer's report.
A second.
All those in favor?
Who was the second? Was that Beth?
Beth.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. All right, who's eating corn chips again?
What'd Jerry say?
He said he's FaceTiming with his daughters.
Oh.
I said, oh, that's right, I forgot.
So he hasn't answered.
What? No, he didn't answer the question because he's FaceTiming. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's not watching this either. I remember him telling me that.
Yeah,
and why is she on?
Patty and Stan, is that you we're hearing?
Yeah.
I didn't think we were, I thought we were muted.
I thought you were too, but now we can hear you.
Oh,
yeah. I'll renew.
Do we have any announcements? No? Okay. Do we have any ordinances that we need to talk about?
Not I.
Okay.
Not at this time.
The resolutions, we have it on the, do we want to talk about the legal engagement with the local group, government law group?
We should.
Okay.
Have all the board members had a chance to review that letter of agreement to their satisfaction?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I would feel better if, in approving this, if we could be very specific about, and maybe even pass a resolution of, and maybe that's not the right term, but have a discussion amongst ourselves and vote in favor of asking specific questions rather than just leaving it open-ended.
I think we will want to develop a policy or resolution so that we do not ask a question of our legal firm until the board has approved that request so that we're not starting the meter running because one of us has a question and calls them up. Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
I'd also like to mention that we have a local person who is an attorney who has volunteered lots of time in the past to the board. And I'm hoping that perhaps, I know there've been a few points of disagreement in the past, but I believe that person is still, would still make themselves available for some of the more mundane questions that we have that don't need to get kicked up to the big boys.
So, which of us would you like to ask him about his willingness to do any more volunteer work for the board?
I could do that.
Okay.
And get back.
Can I, are we talking about Richard?
No.
Yes.
I think it's okay to ask him if he'd still be willing, but I think we will want to discuss it further and probably do the same process where we, rather than having various people call him up with this and that, actually have one designated person ask the agreed upon questions. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think that would possibly prevent some of the disagreements that have happened in the past.
Right.
Okay. May I offer my 2 cents about that?
Please.
He threatened to sue us. What kind of attorney does that? I think we should not touch that guy with a 10-foot pole. That's my 2 cents.
Okay.
He threatened to sue us over reducing the SBC cap.
Well, it wasn't even reducing. It was questioning the methodology of it, which I think we still need to review to make sure that we have a solid and defensible and well-founded SDC. You know, it was over the question of whether...
I totally agree. We're on exactly the same page on that.
Yeah.
The disposition of the SDC is yet to be resolved.
Yeah.
It's a different issue.
Yeah.
Totally separate. When an attorney threatens to sue his client, that's crossing way over the line. I don't, you know, ethically or whatever you want to call it. And again, I'll repeat myself. I don't think we should be talking to him. I'll leave it at that.
I was not on the board at that time, so I was there at that particular meeting, but I did not hear the discussion in undertones that went on.
It was between, he told Buck that. Buck told me.
Yeah, so, you know.
Presumably that was the reason. Well, I'll back off, but I don't know what the reason was he's no longer our consulting attorney.
That's why I was trying to be tactful and suggest that you contact to see, he may not have any interest, basically.
That could well be.
So
I hate to give up unpaid legal time mm-hmm. for other questions if that might still be available.
Well, I have to say Richard has provided an enormous amount of service to the district and provided a great deal of education to us on the board and has greatly improved our procedures, our public access, a lot of things. So I am very grateful to him. But the parting of the ways was tense. So.
Okay, can I make a suggestion? We defer this conversation to an executive meeting.
That could be done there, I think.
During a meeting, there may be a legal justification for discussing in executive session, but we'll want to review. We have to be very careful about what goes into executive session and what doesn't. It's a very limited list of things that for which you can go into executive session. So we can review that.
Whatever. I get it, Dan.
Let's see, are we in the middle of a motion to allow someone to sign the letter of engagement?
Yeah, all they need is one of the board members to sign it, if we are in agreement that we are going to go ahead and sign it. Do we need that in the form of a motion? To see
if that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
And then authorize you to sign. Yeah.
Whoever you want.
I lost track of what we're doing.
So at this point, we need to decide whether it got tabled at the last meeting. But I think we've hopefully had time to review the letter of agreement. As you recall, it basically, all it does is says that we agree to pay for services that we ask this law firm. And for the public attending the meeting, this is a law firm whose specialty is representing small districts and municipalities.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, so the question is, are we, I'll make a motion. I move that we authorize a board member to sign and return the letter of agreement to the local government law firm.
I second.
I would like to be even more specific and say letter of engagement with Speer Hoyt.
No, actually our letter of engagement is with local government law firm, which is a division of Speer Hoyt.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. So.
Well, I did too till I went to the website and then started talking to them about.
Okay, so what is the official name that should be in the motion then?
Pretty sure it's local government law firm, but let me just hop onto their website right now and confirm. No, it's a local government law group.
Okay.
Local government law group. And what we would be sending to them would be what they call a letter of engagement.
Right. Okay.
Which commits no funds. It just says that they have established a legal relationship with us, and if we ask them to do work, we will pay them for it. That doesn't have to be in the motion, but that's basically what the letter means.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Did Buzz vote?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
All right.
I'm happy that we're doing this so that we at least have this option available to us should we ever need it. And just as Buck had previously investigated, they sound like a well-qualified group and they have a lot of endorsements from small government units like ourselves all around.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I'm having technical difficulties.
I can hear you, just can't see you.
Oh, no, I'm running out of power.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a charger? I hope.
Yep, that's what I had to do.
Okay, great.
She's back.
Okay, I'm back.
Back in the room.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So, honey, can you hand me my iPad, my other one? I need to see what we're doing next. Okay. Next on the agenda is action items. Do we want to tackle them?
I have to say mea culpa. I did not send you all the current version of that list as I promised. I got carried away with just trying to get this set up. So I would ask that we defer review of that list to either our public working meeting next week or our next board meeting.
Dan, you made a suggestion when you were talking about that action item was that perhaps we could all be given a list and...
Yes, yes.
And I like that. I mean, it's might save a little time.
Yeah, I think so too. I think as long as we present it to the public, there's no reason we can't prepare it just like any other report ahead of time. And that would save us the time of hashing it out during the meeting. I agree.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, I will get that sent out to you guys this evening, the current version that I was sent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe we can have a little checkoff box if it's an item that's been assigned to one of us and we've completed it and there's no need to even keep it on the list anymore.
Oh, I agree.
Great.
So the next item on the agenda is public comments. Public, do we have any comments?
Me. Whoops. Hi again.
Stan and Patty, I unmuted you.
I know.
So, do you have any comments?
No, I don't have any. Do you, Stan?
No, it takes a little bit getting used to here, doesn't it? I think you're doing a fine job.
Ben?
Yeah, I have one comment, or a couple, actually. One is that I'm a little bit in the fog as to how the water's performing as far as you months back you had a problem with either spring one or spring two, I can't remember, was underperforming. I was wondering, has it come back to normal or is that still an issue?
Yes, we need to refer to our superintendent with that question. Jim?
Yeah, we did meet with an engineer that specializes in springs. He got back to us and gave us a list of suggestions, and we've... Buzz looked into it and consulted with somebody in the community that also has a background in that. And we do have something that we're going to try, but it's at this point, it's finding a local contractor that can work on the suggestion that the engineer had made. So it's finding a tool locally. So as soon as we find that, we're going to make a long story short, he had recommended initially to hydrovac the bottom of the spring out in case there might be silts plugging it. So we have to find a local hydrovac that is in the area that can do it for us.
Have you put any inquiries out or?
Unfortunately, there's no big hydrovacs in this area, so we have to find somebody that is doing a job in the area that's willing to do it for us. most of the hydrovac excavators do sewage, and we don't want that in our spring. So it's finding a hydrovac excavator that's willing to come down here and do it. So we haven't had a chance to look into it yet, but we are in the process of that right now.
Wouldn't that be something pretty serious? I mean, if you're, especially when we're water, we haven't had a lot of rain lately, and it doesn't appear that we're going to have a lot of rain anymore. Wouldn't that be a large concern before summer gets here?
Yeah, we have actually at this point, we have far more overflow than what we've had in the past. So it is a concern, but it's, you know, we just haven't had a chance to get to it yet.
Okay. Okay, and then my last comment was, I did have one. Oh, did anybody else have anything about that? I'm sorry. Okay. My last comment was, is that, you know, like a lot of people on the board, I've been in business for years. And when you have a situation where you have somebody that is volatile enough to threaten you, I don't think you'd want to engage in business with them again. And this is my public opinion. This is not the board's opinion, but I'm still going to voice that because I think somebody from the public should say that we really do not want to mix with somebody that's volatile, that they can turn on us. And I don't think that that's fair unless they're asking for a second chance. I don't think that's fair for you to inquire for a second chance. That's like, you know, that's like playing with dynamite or something. You don't know what you're going to get. And that's my opinion.
So noted.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Stan and Patty Hart agree with Mr. Osborne's statement.
I guess I would just ask.
I didn't. Patty, I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
We agree with Mr. Osborne's statement on that about the volatility of the gentleman.
Thank you.
I would just ask, I was not present for whatever exchange occurred and cannot vouch for the heat or volatility or if, in fact, he was saying, if you were to change this SDC, that would be fiduciarily irresponsible and you would be possibly open to a suit. So I would ask probably not to be telling the story around the Village Grapevine, since it did come up in public meeting, because I'm not sure that, was anybody in this meeting present during that exchange?
We were not.
I was not.
No,
but didn't you receive a letter? I mean, I thought there was something in writing.
We received an email, but it was not emotional. It was not, I'm not sure what went on is necessarily accurately represented. Although I do share qualms, but I just, you know how the grapevine works in our village and.
No, I totally understand, but I guess what I'm saying is that I didn't hear anybody from the public stating the fact that there could have been problems or something like that, and it sounded like to me that you were ready to go ahead and ask if you'd be willing to do it, and that's
I was being too polite. I was willing for one of us who wanted to ask him to ask, but that was different than engaging. I just wanted to know. I was going to let the board member who wanted to involve him to ask whether he'd be willing to be involved, but that did not mean that the board was going to involve him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's kind of unfair to ask somebody to that if they want to be involved, if you turn around and say, well, we decided we don't want you to.
I think the point's well taken.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to stir anything up. I'm just, you know, as a businessman and been in business for quite a few years, I've learned to be very cautious about what I do.
Yes.
And I'm very protective that way. And it seemed to work for me, so I would just offer my suggestion, my comment.
I have to say that I share Buzz's concern and your concern.
Thank you.
And
I certainly don't take the situation lightly. I was at that meeting.
Okay.
As in audience participation, and my impression was that there were some real tempers on both sides of that discussion, but specific language was hard to hear in the building, as it always is in that building.
Okay.
I have been hearing in the community that some people may have talked to this person and there was some interest there. I think the board probably needs to discuss this in an executive session, and I'm not trying to stir up issues with anybody.
Okay.
But I think there was some real temper involved on both sides.
Okay. Well, I would ask everybody's discretion about this, discussing this.
There are some very specific rules in that STC document about when it can be changed, when it can be contested, when it can be altered. We in fact have to make a decision, the board has to make a decision during this fiscal year about whether to adjust it either way.
Right.
Can I comment that?
Sure.
Dan mentioned it in a communication email to the board. but he said at some point we need to talk to an attorney. But I would like to suggest it's a two-step process. It requires an engineer evaluation. I.e. a registered professional engineer evaluation, taking what I said and deciding whether or not what I said has merit or is accurate. If he says yes, then I think you can go to an engineer, or correction, to an attorney, and ask them about what the ordinance actually says, because that's what it'll be telling you. The engineer we're using is accessible and could probably look at it fairly quickly. And if he decides that what I'm saying about the STC is at best tough to prove, or worse, that what I'm saying is doesn't have merit, then it does need to go to an attorney.
Right.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it does. I think we only need to ask the attorney a question. After we decide whether we want to or not, would be if there's any ambiguity on the definition of expanding the system capacity. I mean, that's But that's after we decide that we want to ask that question. But it seems like the Oregon law about SDCs reserves expenditure of any funds collected to be used for expansion of system capacity. And, you know, I finally got my hands on the methodology a few days ago. We'll just need to, maybe in a working meeting, discuss whether it appears that that was really what they used for their computation of the charge, as opposed to the replacement repair of the existing capacity. That for me personally is my big question: is this SDC the appropriate amount to fund capacity expansion? Are we actually going to need any capacity expansion? And it may be that in restoring the system, if we improve it, we do expand the capacity. But I think it needs further discussion.
Yeah, that two sentences, whatever it is very sticky.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had a great meeting. Thank you, Dan, for organizing.
Thank you, Lisa, for presiding. Are there other steps, other things left on the agenda? I've lost my screen.
No.
Yes. Where are we, Lisa? Do we have?
Board member comments. I do not have any.
Anderson, none.
Gleason, I'm done.
I have a comment. Are you asking for board members' comments, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The subject is equipment for the board. Jim says that he's got a worn-out weed whacker, and it's costing more. Stop me if I'm wrong, Jim. It's costing more to fix it routinely than probably a new one in the long run would cost. And we'd like the board's, I don't know if it needs a motion or not, but we'd like to consider looking at for a new one. We've been looking at steels down at Ace Hardware and commercial grade. The ones they have down there are roughly under 500, Jim. So I presume he hadn't said so many words, but stuff is starting to grow, and there's places around the district that he needs to be working on. Is that correct? So we've been talking about that. And if you have any comments about that kind of an expenditure, I guess we'd like to hear.
Well, to use a currently popular word, it's an essential piece of equipment. And if the other one's getting to that point at the end of its life, do we need to have a formal resolution to buy a weed whacker?
I hope not. If we don't, great.
Jim, you
yes.
and I had a discussion about this subject a couple of days ago or yesterday. I'm foggy on that, but we talked about possibly spending the $100 to repair it. What happened?
The Newport Rentals has charged us a little over $100 every time they repaired it, but it does come with the caveat of it does not come with a warranty for that $100. And the last time they repaired it, it didn't. Every time I went off the choke, it would die. And so I called them up and they said, well, you can bring it back in. I just used mine. I didn't want it.
Okay.
It's too frustrating.
Can I check something? I know Jim had this conversation with Buck, 3 or 4 months ago?
Yeah, I told him that it was time the bars is closed.
And I don't know what the fiscal situation was, or we had a lot of money going out, but I think Buck asked Jim if he could, he'd lend him his personal weed whacker. And so this isn't the first time it's come up. And I think it's a wise expenditure, from what I know.
I think we need to respect our superintendent's professional judgment, and Jim is very careful with, as you all know, with the expenditure of funds. So I'm fine with it.
And when Jim and I talked about this the other day, I didn't understand. I thought we were talking about a lot more money for a replacement. We definitely, I'm trying to be cautious about the budget right now. So I was looking at the a repair to get us through till the new fiscal year. But if he's needing to use his own equipment, that's not acceptable. And so I think that he should just replace this. And I don't think we need a motion to do that.
Okay then.
Thanks.
Pat, this is actually a good time to, I'm asking the board to have a work session about budget, and it's also a good time for everybody to start thinking about the areas of the budget that they work in to come up with some things that should be in our next budget and let me know so they can be included.
Okay.
Thank you.
So is everybody, Pat, you had suggested next Tuesday. Is that going to work for the rest of the board? Okay. And I guess the other question would be the time of day, tentatively.
Well, since I work, 6 o'clock is basically the earliest.
Okay.
But Tuesday is fine.
Would you like to eat though before the meeting?
Oh, I eat before. I eat, you know. I shovel in food fast.
So, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. is good.
Okay. All right.
May I ask one more question? Do we definitely want some written minutes to post on the website?
It's not required. It would be nice to just have a summary of actions taken. Would you like me to just whack something like that out and have you look it over? Or?
Well, you've been busy operating the meeting. I've been taking notes throughout. I think I could do that fairly quickly.
My guess is people are not going to want to read exhaustive minutes. If they could certainly watch the recording if they want, but I think we could just very short order, just say what we did. Bang, 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 bang. And I don't think you need to put a lot of detail in it. I think
a
very executive summary, I think, will suffice, and then the recording will be available as well.
Okay, I'll give it a shot, and then somebody else can try it the next time.
Okay, so I promise to send out the current version of the action item list. What else did I promise to do?
Beth's password.
And Beth's, get Beth's access to the board email account. So, okay.
And then I'm going to be getting some stuff from Pat.
Yes, I will walk your way and bring it by. And Lisa, I have a check
for you. How tall will the stack be?
I'll try not to freak you out too much so soon in your term.
Great. And I'd like to thank Ben and Stan and Patty and Janice and Dale for and Barnett and earlier Wendy for providing public attendance of this public meeting. Thank you. Appreciate your interest.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you bet. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We're adjourned. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.